In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to Alive, and this is Claire here, and thank you once again for joining the program. Oh my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee, and I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. Now that's taken from the beautiful prayer the Angel of Peace, the Angel of Portugal, taught the three young children in 1916 in Fatima, a year before Our Lady appeared. So I just want to talk about what Our Lady warned, that if people did not listen to her, that Russia would spread her errors throughout the world. And so what are the errors of Russia? Well, of course, we now know the errors of Russia are communism. But the children at the time thought Russia was a woman. They had no idea what Russia meant. Quite delightful, really. Okay, so let's look at some of these things. Now, there are so many problems in the world today. You know, family breakdown, abortion, divorce, drug and alcohol addiction, mental health problems, suicide, domestic and sexual violence, divisions within societies, and conflict between nations. And no family is immune from any of these issues. And some rightly say that we are living in a valley of tears, for sure. Yet if each generation is actually meant to be getting smarter than the one before, and scientific inventions are meant to make our lives easier, why do these problems seem to be increasing with each passing day? And the world, instead of moving towards peace and harmony, actually appears to be on a downward trajectory. And it is glaringly obvious, I think, that something has gone terribly wrong in the heart and soul of modern man, and especially over the last 100 years since Our Lady appeared at Fatima. So why has this happened? The famous Russian author Alexander Solzhenitsyn says it all. Now, more than half a century ago, while I was still a child, I recall hearing a number of older people offer the following explanation for the great disasters that had befallen Russia. Men have forgotten God. That's why all this happened. So let's just have a look at what Our Lady actually said to the children on the 13th of July, 1917. Because she showed them hell. And, you know, if she hadn't been beside them, they said they would have died of fright. And she said that that's where people go who have no one to pray for them. And to save the dead, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If this is done, many souls will be saved. But if people do not stop offending God, a worse war will break out under the reign of Pius the 11th. Now, when you see a night illumined by an unknown light, know that this is the great sign that God has chosen to punish the world for its crimes by war, famines, and there will be many persecutions against the Church and against the Holy Father. Now, to prevent this, I shall come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and for the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays. Now, if my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions against the Church. The good will be martyred and the Holy Father will have much to suffer. Various nations will be annihilated. In the end, my Immaculate Triumph, the Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, and she will be converted, and a period of peace will be granted to the world. Now, that's quite clear. Russia needs to be consecrated to her Immaculate Heart, And when that is done, Russia will be converted. She will stop spreading her errors, or the errors will be stopped immediately, and we need to do this. In fact, whenever Our Lady says something in any of her apparitions, you can take it to the bank, because everything she has ever said over the course of hundreds and hundreds of years has come true. Now, that very same year, Eugenio Pacelli, the bishop, was consecrated on the 13th of May 1917 as a titular archbishop, and he later became known as the Pope of Fatima. Now, at that very same time, you had the wonderful St. Maximilian Kolbe, the martyr, and he was in Rome around the time of the miracle of the sun, so October the 13th, 1917, that great miracle. And as a boy, when he was 9 years old, Our Lady had appeared to him in a dream, and she held out two crowns to him. Now, one was a white crown, signifying purity and priesthood, and the other crown was red, signifying martyrdom. Now, the young Maximilian chose both. So he always had this lifelong dream to become a priest, but he also always wanted to be a soldier for Christ, but he never knew who the enemy was and who he would have to fight. So when he was just 23, this Polish seminarian was in Rome around this time of the miracle of the sun, and he was absolutely discussing the behavior of the Freemasons, who were celebrating their bicentennial of the founding of Freemasonry in 1717. So this was 1917. And they were so audacious in their hatred of the church. They were parading before St. Peter's. And of course, you know that the Pope was a prisoner in the Vatican. And so their signs read, "Victory of Satan over the church." The Pope, Satan must reign in the Vatican. The Pope will be his slave. And so instantly, when the 23-year-old seminarian saw these things, he knew who his enemy was. It was Freemasonry. So on the 16th of October, just a couple of days later, and a month before the Russian Revolution got into full swing, Maximilian and six fellow seminarians of the conventional Franciscan order gathered together in secret, and they formed, or should I say founded, the Militia Immaculata. So it was an army to convert sinners and to bring everyone to the love of Mary Immaculate. Now, he was incredibly successful with this. At one point in time, he had 1,000 men in Warsaw who had dedicated their life to spreading the good news of Mary Immaculate, and through the media, their printing presses, they were extraordinary. These men, with all of their incredible talents, had brought them to this place where they were just spreading journals and papers and newspapers right throughout the world. So an incredible ministry that he had. So let's see what happened after that. Well, of course, you've got that wonderful quote, as I just said, from Alexander Solzhenitsyn, that people have forgotten God. And so what do we have today? We have abortion, we have divorce, we have sexual sins. And Jacinta said that people are pouring into hell because of sins of the flesh. We have, I can't even begin to say some of the things, as well as religious indifference. And so does this all sound familiar 100 years later? Yes, I certainly think so. People have most definitely forgotten God. So what happened very quickly after the Russian Revolution took hold? Well, in 1917, you had divorce was legalized in Russia. And so they had just been in World War One, orphans and abandoned children absolutely everywhere. Divorce did not make things better. And you had, by 1920, there were millions of people in the orphanages and abandoned children. By 1922, you had the revolution, the civil war, and the loss of 16 million lives. So these children had severed contact with their parents. You had the famine of 1921 to 22. So more and more children left home, and the starvation was absolutely extreme. You had foreign countries who were actually feeding over 4 million children. The US was one of them too. So these children were on the street. The young girls turned to prostitution, and there was a widespread delinquency throughout Russia. Stealing, there was sort of total anarchy, really. The youth had turned to crime in gangs of up to 30 people just roaming the countryside. They turned to tobacco and cocaine. And, of course, this led them all into early sexual activity. The boys, you know, around about the age 14, and girls as young as 7 were sexually active. You can imagine the STDs were through the roof. Rape was common, and drugs was just, you know, something that they needed to help them get through the day. But you can imagine that this is a whole generation of children, and the lasting impact that that would have had on them as future parents, as future citizens. And in fact, Lenin and his Bolshevik government were not too worried about this, because they wanted to raise all of the children away from their parents, because they aimed to create a new vast communist movement among the miners. So they were quite happy in one way that they'd been separated from their parents, so that they could do this experiment of, you know, communizing the next generation. However, they were soon overwhelmed by feeding millions of homeless children, and by the mid-1920s there was foster care and night shelter, and there was also the Great Purge in the mid-1920s, and children of the criminals against the state, those children were taken off their parents. So you had even more children who were separated from their parents. As I said, divorce was legalized in 1917, and abortion was legalized in 1920. So they were the very, very first country in the world to legalize abortion. They had to stop it in 1938 because they were so worried about the decline in population growth that they stopped that. And certainly in Russia, there are all sorts of incentives to have children. So divorce in 1917, it's very interesting that just over 100 years later, Russia has one of, if not the highest, divorce rates in the entire world. And that does not bode well for children. As much as people will like to say it doesn't affect the children, well, of course it affects the children. Now, the author, Professor Walsh, asked Sister Lucia, the sole surviving young Sierra Fatima, in 1946, will communism spread throughout the whole world? And this is only a few years after Pope Pius XII had consecrated the world to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. Now, Sister Lucia was quite adamant. Our Lady did not ask for the world to be consecrated to her Immaculate Heart. She specifically asked for Russia. And if it is done, Russia will convert and there will be peace. If it is not done, the errors of Russia will spread to every country in the world. And certainly, Professor Walsh was very surprised when Sister Lucy said communism will spread to every country in the world? And he asked, and the USA? And she said, yes, even the USA. So what she was saying, every country in the world and every Western country in the world. And I certainly think that we live under our own form of communism in this country. Because what is communism? It has, it sounds a bit harsh, but it has prettier names. It's socialism. It's progressivism. It's liberalism. It's Fabianism. But they are all other softer names for communism. Okay, we have just passed 3 o'clock, Divine Mercy Hour. And so we pray this simple prayer, which our Lord gave to Saint Faustina. And you don't have to be a Catholic, but you can join in. It's a very powerful prayer for mercy. And you may think that your sins are just too extreme and God will never forgive you. Believe me, he will. And in fact, the more sins you've got, I think the greater he loves it when people turn their hearts to him. It's also a powerful prayer if somebody is dying, and our Lord promised that he would stand between the dying person and the just judge, the Father in heaven, as a merciful saviour. So, as I said, you don't need to be a Catholic to pray along with us. Our Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, if you are pregnant and or facing an unexpected pregnancy and worried, there's a fantastic organization in Auckland, Family Life International, who are there to help any mother facing a crisis pregnancy. They even have a wonderful home called St. Gianna's Home in Pukekohe, a wonderful place. So there's all sorts of practical help that people can give. So if you want to get in touch with them, you can ring them on 0274 488 070. That's 0274 488 070. There will be always someone at the end of the phone to give you wonderful practical advice and help you make a plan for you and your baby. So please spread that along. Over the last 30 years, Family Life International has helped so many women. It's a great organization founded by Dame Colleen Bayer, who is still the director and very much hands-on. So I know people out there know this, but please spread the message along. So we are talking about the eras of Russia. And so do we live under communism? Well, I think the whole world does, because you will say maybe no, but when the dictator, president or prime minister tells you to go back into lockdown prison, your home, because of COVID, everyone jumps. I mean, how many people do not go along with that? Everyone does. The whole world goes along with that. And yet every time there's another lockdown, there's more suicides, there's more delayed surgeries and treatments, there's more businesses are closed, more bankruptcies, more unemployment, and the more people actually, every time they say this, about another 100 million go into poverty. We are really facing an extreme future, and lockdowns are not the way to go. And can viruses ever be eliminated? We have to live with it. That is an impossible task. And every year there are going to be more viruses coming around. And are we meant to lockdown? It's quite extraordinary what we're living under and what has happened in a short period of just 18 months. Okay, and that's why a group of us set up this 3 days of fasting website. So if you've got a pen and paper, please write this down. So number three, and three as a numeral, days of fasting, it's all one word, .com. And if you look up that, it will tell you how to turbocharge your prayer. Because, of course, fasting is mentioned over 70 times in the Bible. So it's definitely something that God wants us to do. And I know every time I have certainly added fasting to my prayers, I have had incredible responses and miracles which God has granted me. So I strongly recommend it. And of course, what can we do in the world? And we all have families who have difficulties, as I said earlier. No one is immune from the valley of tears that we live in. So I think if you haven't tried it before, it's not for a diet. It's to turbocharge your prayer. And I think everyone will benefit by prayer and fasting. And of course, the prayer that we recommend is the Rosary. So the Holy Rosary is there. It's a beautiful website created by Dan Lim, so please check it out. Okay, time's up. Please tune in next week and we will talk a little bit more about the eras of...